Service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Pete Euler has you covered. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Disclaimer, individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVUE News Time 8:25, Newsmaker 2 time here today. And joining us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line is Lyon County Clerk Tammy Vopot.
Tammy, good morning.
Hey, Tammy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Doing great. Beautiful day out there.
Well, so far so good. May have some people disagreeing with you by the end of things, or maybe even by lunchtime. So.
It's not snowing. It's snowing, so I'm happy.
Well, can't argue that. It sounds like you may wind up having a flurry of activity here, or at least could possibly have a flurry of activity over the next 3 weeks, because the election cycle is fully underway, obviously, and really hasn't been a whole lot in the way of candidate filings and withdrawals here so far today.
No, there hasn't so far, and that you're correct. That will pick up. So the filing deadline to file or remove your name from a ballot from the candidate list is June 1st at noon. And since the redistricting isn't done at the state level, the June 10th is the deadline to file for national and state races. So, and it's also the same date to change your party affiliation. So we've got a few things going on there. But, June 1st at noon is the deadline to file for the local races here in Lyon County.
What is involved with the filing paperwork?
It's really simple. We have the filing packets on our website, or we have them printed up so that you can stop in the office and pick them up. It's a simple form to fill out, we've got several positions open on the ballot. So we have locally, we have the County Commissioner District 1, Township Clerks, and Precinct Committee. Men and women, that's going to be on the August ballot. So those all can be filed in our office. The filing fee for commissioner, first district, is $295.44. It's a 1% of the salary, and then a $50 state report fee that's added to that. And then, or you can file by petition. And, there's a certain number of signatures required to file by petition. Township clerk, that filing fee is $1. And precinct committee.
$1?
Yeah.
Okay.
$1. Why even bother? I wish they would take that away. But, and you can also file by petition with township clerk also. But precinct committee, men and women positions, there is no fee.
Okay. On the flip side of that, and we have seen occasionally the candidates get into an election cycle and then they decide, well, for whatever reason, they can't or they maybe shouldn't go forward. What's involved with the withdrawal process?
They just come in and fill out a form in our office, but it has to be done also before June 1st at noon.
Okay. What else?
So after June 1st, once that is in, even if they want to withdraw, they're still going to remain on the ballot then, Tammy?
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay. Tammy, what else is on the ballot? You mentioned here was kind of on things locally, but what is on the ballot when it comes here to the state matters and maybe some special questions that we need to know about?
Well, there's going to be the constitutional amendment on the abortion issue. The state offices that are on the ballot are the governor, lieutenant governor, the secretary of state, the attorney general, the state treasurer, commissioner of insurance, and then all three of our state representative districts in the 51st, 60th, and 76th district, and then the state board of education, national offices, the United States representative district 1. So there's going to be quite a bit going on.
Now, the abortion question, is that August or is that in November?
It is in August.
Okay. And what specific date in August is that primary then?
August 2nd.
August 2nd, okay.
Yes.
Tammy, what's ahead here for your office staff here in getting, not only just getting, candidates processed, but what else is ahead here for your office? And are there going to be any changes here to the voting machine processes that will be underway here when we get to that time of year when we actually are starting the voting process, advance voting or on the day of the election?
Well, we've been geared up in working elections and getting prepared for the entire process for months, and it does take a long time to get that going. The election machines are no different than they've been in the past. Very, very happy with the product that we have. I am more than convinced that they are secure. They're accurate. They're tested. So we test those machines every election, every machine, every time. And not only tested, they're tested once, they're tested again prior to the election. They're audited and they're post-election audited. So, I mean, we're auditing like crazy to prove and to prove that they are calculating correctly and that there's no doubt. I mean, we work so hard to make sure that we provide a fair and safe and accurate election. And I have the utmost confidence in the equipment that we have.
Well, let's talk about folks that may need to get registered to vote. What kind of deadlines are we looking at there, Tammy?
So you have until July 12th. You've got a little bit of time yet. But that's when voter registration closes. And so then we start mailing ballots on for those who request them on July 13th.
Okay. So polling, for August, mm-hmm. polling places going to remain the same as you had last election, Tammy?
Yes, sir. They are going to stay the same. We don't like changing them unless we're forced to. So they'll all stay the same.
Well, I understand you're recently back from a county clerk's election officer statewide convention or meeting for a couple of days. What's new on that front?
Oh, my goodness. That was a huge conference. There were over 300 people in attendance, one entire day that's required by law that we be there for the Secretary of State and their office to facilitate the training with elections and legislation and directives and processes that we need. And so it's pretty intense training. Got a lot out of it. There's a lot of stuff coming in, you know, with new legislation. So just trying to keep up with all of the changes and just moving forward. So it was a really good conference. It was well attended and just really proud to be a part of that. I'm so convinced of, you know, the accuracy and you know, the integrity of the elections across the state of Kansas. It's just incredible the amount of work that the professionals put in on this. It's quite impressive.
Speaking of that, Tammy, are you going to see any changes here in operations when it comes to, say, advance voting and even honing down a little bit further with the mail ballots here after legislative action earlier this year?
Our early voting is going to be expanded. Not expanded, but we're going to offer that in July, starting on the 21st. We're going to have voting out at the Anderson Building again, early voting. Well, early voting starts in our office on the 18th, but we're also going to have set up at the Anderson Building the 21st through the 23rd so that we get offer voting on a Saturday. So that's going to be a little bit extra push. I think that we're going to have, you know, a lot of activity, and I think that voters do appreciate the Saturday voting. Puts a little more pressure on my staff, but they're always ready to stand up and do a great job for us. So, you know, really appreciate them. So, yeah.
Well, I know you're doing all you can to make it as convenient and easy as possible for people to get out and vote. There is not a lack of opportunity out there provided by Lyon County and Tammy Volpott. I can tell you that much.
Thank you.
Ample opportunity there.
Indeed.
No excuse.
There
no
really
excuse.
Isn't. There
no,
really
no,
isn't.
No. We got you covered. And so I want to talk just for a minute about some of the things that happened during the election cycle. And you know, you all were talking about the Twilight Zone earlier on the radio. we don't go there. But, you know, there are groups or special interest committees or whatever you want to call them out there, and you may receive something in the mail, you may see something published in the paper, or, you know, that they may send you like an application for a mail ballot. Those do not come from my office. We do not mail those out unless you call and request it. And so there could be more than one. And this happened actually in the past where two different entities mailed out applications for a mail ballot, and the comments were that, well, I got two applications, I'm going to get two ballots. No, that is not true. One application is enough to get one ballot once it is validated, and we go through our process of making sure that the application comes from our voter, and there's several steps of security that we go through to ensure that that is the voter that's requesting that ballot before it's even mailed out. So I just wanted to just say there's going to be a lot of information out there. You're going to see ads. You're going to see whatever. If there's any doubt in what you're seeing or reading, call our office because we're the experts in this field for our county, and we want to answer those questions. Maybe your neighbor thinks they know. Maybe someone else thinks you know they know the answer. But, you know, just to be sure, call our office, and we'll make sure that we get the right information out.
So if you're in the application process, if they don't request that from you, you are not going to be sending one. So if you just get one, it's not from you.
That's correct.
Correct, okay.
Now, that doesn't mean it's not, it can't be, that application can't be used.
Okay,
but we need, you know, I mean, call us and we'll determine that, yeah, real easily.
Whether it's valid or not.
Correct.
Okay.
Because it has to be an application that is, you know, approved by the Secretary of State's office, and it has to have all the information that we need to provide that secure ballot. We don't just issue ballots for someone that just says, hey, send me a ballot. No, there's a process.
Okay, sounds good. Tammy, anything else that you wanted to bring up here before we wrap things up and let you get some candidates processed here today?
I think that's it. I mean, we talked about a lot. I just contact our office with any questions and get registered to vote if you're not by the July 12th deadline. And I guess the first deadline that we need to just push again is the June 1st candidate filing deadline, and that's at noon. So if you're here at 12:01 on June 1st, it's going to be too late.
They are clock watchers there.
They are. You know, Ron, we don't want to sound like we're bad people, but we just really do have to follow that statute and that law.
They follow the rules.
That's right.
We follow the rules.
All right. Hey, thanks, Tammy.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
That's Lyon County Clerk and Election Officer Tammy Vopot joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning here, Chuck.
Okay. Don't forget, we got Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan coming up after headlines to close out the morning show. Tomorrow we have the ESU Buzz at 8:20.